Before we get started, I want to shout out our sponsors here on the BCP. As always, the BCP is brought to you by our favorite store, Funkenstein Wrestling Superstore, located online and at the Englishtown Flea Market in Englishtown, New Jersey, on Saturdays and Sundays from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Blue Building. Get your wrestling stuff, retro video games, G.I. Joes, Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters. It's our favorite store. Thank you, Heather and Dan, for sponsoring the show. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Mania Club. Established in 2015, Mania Club is a WWE-recognized community for fans with an eclectic love for both the world of professional wrestling and raising money for Connor's Cure. During WrestleMania weekend, we host the official tailgate of WrestleMania while also celebrating the life of Connor McCulloch. They're the single largest donor within the V Foundation for Connor's Cure with over $150,000 raised. Please donate and join the Facebook group over at Mania Club. Donate at jimmyv.org/maniaclub. The BCP is also sponsored by the No Gimmicks Podcast, the pro wrestling podcast that keeps it 100% real, 100% of the time. The No Gimmicks Podcast is available wherever you get your podcast. Shout out, Kelvin. Check out the No Gimmicks Podcast. We're also sponsored by our friends over at Global Wrestling Family. GWF is about inclusivity and celebrating a common love for pro wrestling amongst the fans and wrestlers. T-shirts, hats, and more merch is available now. Join the group on Facebook at Global Wrestling Family and be sure to follow them on Instagram at Global Wrestling Family. Wrestling All Day, All Night is the best wrestling discussion group on Facebook. We provide more of a community feel here and have wrestling fans introduce other fans to something they may have not seen before, such as old school wrestling, indie wrestling, Japanese wrestling, and more. We also strive to be a source for information regarding upcoming wrestler meet and greets and signings. And remember, we're open 24/7, all day, all night. Be sure to follow on socials and join the group on Facebook at Wrestling All Day, All Night. The BCP is also sponsored by Warriors of Wrestling. Warriors of Wrestling proudly presents Intergender Warfare. It's going to be at St. Finbar Catholic Church, 1839 Bath Ave in Brooklyn, New York, Friday, November 10th, featuring Miranda Eleze, Taya Valkyrie, Zaya Brookside, Giselle Shaw, Darius Carter, Vicious Vicky, and a whole lot more. Get your tickets now at warriorsofwrestling.com, and don't forget to subscribe on YouTube. Please welcome in our new sponsors, the Sweet Chin Musings Podcast. Sweet Chin Musings is the creation of the reigning, rarely defending, highly disputed champion of wrestling podcast, Mr. Perfect Mike Mueller and his tag team partner in crime, Luke Kudialis. SCM focuses on the in-ring products of WWE and AEW. No dirt sheet rumors here, as well as backstage news, predictions, and analysis of characters, storylines, and major pay-per-views. Old school fans, don't worry, we have you covered too with a look back on classic matches, top 10 lists, and interactive tournaments that let the fans decide who is truly the best of all time. You can find us on Facebook at Sweet Chin Musings, and be sure to check out the podcast on all your favorite podcast major streaming platforms. Let's chat our new sponsor for the podcast, R Wireless Delran in Delran, New Jersey. Expect the best. R Wireless in Delran has all your Verizon wireless needs, located on Route 130 in the Target Shopping Center in Delran, New Jersey. And of course, guys, be sure to ask for our guy, Wayne Keener. Thanks to our new sponsor, John Septic Service. John Septic is your family-owned company for all your septic needs in the northern Baltimore area for over 50 years. Give them a call at 410-272-2317. Guys, remember, a straight flush always beats a full house. Thank you, John Septic. Guys, I want to give a big shout-out to our new sponsors on BCP Plus and the podcast, our friends from the Front Row Mafia. JVD, Cleary, Randy, and Total with Tom make up this group of the best pro wrestling fans out there, supporting everyone across promotions. Join their Facebook group over at Front Row Mafia Indie Wrestling Junkies for the latest in their pro wrestling adventures, custom art, wrestler highlights, interactions, fan discussion, and more. On a personal note, I want to thank the boys for their friendship and always supporting myself, Vicious, and the talent. Thank you, fam. The Front Row Mafia. We also got to shout out our new sponsors, the United States Department of Nerds, the USDN Podcast, a podcast presented by Dat Feeling Podcast Network, LLC. The USDN podcast is run by Jeffrey T. Fountain, a BCP Plus contributor, Jennifer Johnson, Eric Johnson, and Tay Stith, and is also home to the Queens of Nerdom podcast. USDN podcast is a safe place for all nerds where they can come to be entertained, learn, and embrace debate. USDN prides itself on being by the people, for the people, and of the people. Here at the USDN, we strive to bring you the best content we can find where you know it comes with the USDN seal of approval. We always strive to give you factual data, and if it's a rumor, we'll always preface it with the rumor alert before dropping the freshest info. However, once those rumors are proven true, you can bet your money we at USDN are slamming the stamp down and giving it the USDN seal of approval. Hit our links on social media for all our merch. This ad is USDN approved.
Yo, listen, platinum on the mic, and I'm coming for your ass. I'm listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. And I think it's the hottest show in the game, cause them and everybody loves the Acclaim. Now scissor me.
Hashtag all rise. Welcome into a very special episode of the BCP ahead of their appearance at Warriors of Wrestling. Totally not reading this. Presents Live Wire October 7th. That's this Saturday in Staten Island, New York. I can't wait. I'll be there on the call. Excited for this match. Guys, please welcome to the show. They will both be competing against our two-time, that's right, and one and only winner, BCP Male Independent Wrestler of the Year, 2 years running, could be 3 years running, the Warriors of Wrestling World Heavyweight Champion, Darius Carter. They will be taking him on in a triple threat match. Please welcome to the show, former two-time Warriors of Wrestling World Tag Team Champions, our good friends, Mike DiTello, Danny Storm. What's up, guys? Thanks for the time. How are you?
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. It seems like Carter his list just keeps going on.
Dude, I could spend a whole podcast, you know, not my favorite person in the world, but heck of a wrestler, as you guys have found out one-on-one. We'll talk about that. Top guy here in the Northeast, man. It's not a matter of if with him, it's a matter of when, but that goes for you guys as well. I call your matches, and I have been a fan of The Rise. I pay attention to Bellini's students. We'll talk about the school in a little bit as well. You two, and I'm not just saying this because you're here. That should be a T-shirt. But you guys really stand out to me. Your in-ring work is very crisp. The chemistry, again, former two-time Warriors of Wrestling champions. You guys really stand out, I believe, from the other students, and that's not a knock on anybody. I think you guys have only been doing this a short time. Correct me if I'm wrong, but tell us about how long you've been doing this and how you guys were able to find that chemistry and find that flow. Because right now, I think guys like you, Roger Mendez, are just like getting to that next level.
You want to start off then?
I'll start it off. Once again, thank you so much for having us on here. Yeah, and awesome. Yeah, I mean, last month, September, that King of New York show was, it marks my 2 years of in-ring in front of a crowd. So King of New York.
Wow.
2 years ago, I fought Abdul Nasir for the first time. It was on the Warriors of Wrestling pre-show. And from there, you know, we've been continuing. So to give you a little backstory about, you know, Mike and I coming up, you know, The Rise, no Please. Pun intended.
Yeah.
basically, yeah, I mean, we were working hard. Mike said it himself, you know, he never misses his 2 days, 3 days of practice a week. We are always there. If you come to the training center, we are there. And really the tag team started because we were against each other. We were two of the harder workers there, and you could tell that we were, you know, we were never going to let the other one take a step ahead. And then Joe saw that and said that he saw something special there. So yeah, I mean, it really is us competing against each other to that. That's really what has pushed us this far, I would say.
Mike, you want to weigh in on that as well?
For me, my first match was, I guess if you want to count it, Ultimate Survival 2021.
Sure.
The Don Ocasio one. First official match would have been September also. Actually, October is my first official match. It was a tag match with Danny and two other students. We're always there. If you come into the training center, more than not, we're probably running class. Myself, Danny, or Roger, guys like Dexter, Max. Not the biggest fans of Dexter and Max, but got to give them their due.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm certainly critical of
Roger, too. I mean, he can't forget about when he threw the plastic bag around my face. You tried to murder me in that street fight, but
you don't forget that. Yeah.
You never forget that. Never.
He seems to have turned over a new leaf, and we'll keep an eye on Roger. But I want to talk about you guys, because you have been given that tap on the shoulder to compete against Darius Carter. You have both faced him one-on-one, first of all. Great matches. Again, not just saying that because you're here. Really great matches. I had the opportunity to call both of them. Darius, you know, he's always got those insurance policies. I'm sure you guys are aware of that going into this one, so no surprises here. But in a way, and again, I'm just playing devil's advocate here. I'm sure you guys have run the scenarios. But the World Warriors of Wrestling World Heavyweight Championship is on the line. I believe neither of you have been World Heavyweight Champion, correct? Yet. Just saying, if there's a circumstance where Darius is outside the ring, maybe one of you lays down for your friend. Maybe one of you is just like, hey, you know what? One of us will be World Heavyweight Champion. I'll give you the first opportunity. Maybe there's some arrangements. I'm running the scenarios. Not my first barbecue. I know you guys, that's not the plan going in. I seem to know you guys well enough. But have you guys discussed the possible scenarios? This is not a handicap match.
I think I've seen sometimes in previous matches, I've calculated the odds. Especially in that gauntlet match, I've definitely calculated the odds in certain circumstances.
And great match. Great match, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah, we definitely have a game plan going in. I won't reveal that game plan, obviously, because you know you're never listening. But someone on the rise is going to come out on top. And just to reference, you know, you mentioned those previous matches we had with him, you know, one versus one. And you mentioned that those cards that he has up his sleeve, Abdul Nasir got into my face. That played a factor. You know, the mind games with Mike. I feel like in my match, maybe I was a little bit closer to defeating him. But, you know, Mike, I'm not too sure how you know, what you think about that.
You could feel how you want to feel. I respect your opinion.
Yeah.
We're going to do good on Saturday.
No matter what, you know, all things aside, that someone on the rise is leaving with a heavyweight championship.
I believe that at the end of the day, if we rise up, we'll be all right.
Yeah, also, I mean, you guys.
I just wanted to point out. I forgot to mention before. Joe Bellini, he also is a big part. I know he's a pain. He's a pain a lot, but he's also a big part when it comes to running class and stuff and helping. So I just forgot to mention that. I'm sorry. I was just popping him out.
No, please. And the school is called It's Warriors of Wrestling is the name of the training facility as well, right?
3555 Victory Boulevard.
Love it. Yeah, and a lot of great students coming out of there. Honestly, I can't wait to see your guys' career grow and flourish. I want to see you guys wrestling a little bit more all over the Northeast, across, you know, the Midwest. I want to see you guys, your journey a little bit more, because I think you're very deserving of that. And it's great to see how much you guys have grown. That is remarkable. You know, keep fighting the good fight. Good luck against Darius. You know, the stats are in your favor, but conversely, that resume of Darius, man, he has a plan. He's probably going to watch this. This guy does his homework. He's always training. He's a top guy. That's all I'm going to say. No disrespect to you guys. That being said, I mean, Danny, I'll start with you. What would it mean for you, 2 years in, to walk out of there the World Heavyweight Champion of Warriors?
I mean, look, as we said before, two-time tag team champion. So we've seen a taste of victory. We've seen some of that success so far, but we're always hungry. That's literally, we're never going to stop working. And if I do become that champion, when I do become the heavyweight champion, that's just going to be another step. I'm going to continue to rise up. As you were mentioning before, to expand out, you know, wrestle some other places. I know you saw we took a little trip to Jersey last week.
Oh, man. You guys put me in a rough spot, but go ahead.
So, you know, as Mike said, you know, never going to stop rising up. That's going to be definitely a gigantic accomplishment. It means the world to me. But that's not going to be the end. We're going to keep going from there.
Yeah, absolutely. Detello, same question, bro. You know, you hit that knee, you take out Darius, maybe even your partner. I mean, it is a triple threat. You know what's on the line, man. What would it mean to you to walk out of there, the Warriors heavyweight champion?
It's hard to even put into words. I've been wanting to do this since I was 12. I made a pact with my cousin, who's now, he just recently got deployed over to, over in the military, he's in the Air Force. It would mean a lot. Little Mike wouldn't even believe the stuff he's doing right now. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, you guys are absolutely killing it, and I love seeing it. What do you guys attribute in terms of the tag team stuff specifically? And it's cool to see you guys do single stuff, I'm not going to lie, but you're a great tag team. I love the tandem offense. You guys work together, particularly against the Justice League. I love your rapport, for lack of a better word, with them. The match is always great. Guys, go check out that gauntlet match. I think it was a six team gauntlet match, correct me if I'm wrong. You guys were the workhorses of that match in my book. It was fantastic. Guys, go watch it. I believe it's on YouTube. No, I'm honored to call that one. It was so great. But what do you guys attribute to the tag team success? Is it because you're best friends? Is it because you work together? Is it because you practice all the time, man? Because a lot of stuff I see in you is a lot of stuff I see from the vets and the old tag team, the cut the ring in half, the quick tags. Do you study that? We work with a lot of vets here in the Northeast. Is somebody in your ear besides Mr. Bellini? That's a whole nother story. But what do you guys attribute to that success in the tag teams?
I always kind of tell Danny that I think we're really old school. I always tell him to watch FTR matches because big fans of them. Joe, before he started becoming a pain, always told us to watch Arn and Tully, so we kind of have a dynamic like them.
Yeah.
So yeah, we like a lot of old school wrestling. We like to stay in that vibe, stay in that area, because if you're breaking the rules, you know, then it gives the other guys rules or reason to break the rules too, and we don't want that to happen. So.
Yeah, to build off of that, I mean, as I said earlier, when we're out there, sometimes it can look like we're working together, but I'm trying to outwork him sometimes. You know, we're trying to see who can outchain the other guy, who, you know, who's going to put on the better hold, you know? So,
yeah,
we're always trying to outwork each other. And then, yeah, I mean, I think a lot of the reason we became the tag team we are today is because of the really tough matchups we had on the way up. I mean, we had a long stint of matches with the Midnight Classics, and they put us through hell. And yeah, to come out on top, to defeat them, to become the tag team champions for the first time, I mean, we got, again, I said, put through hell, and we had to rise up through that. So those experiences, as well as the moment when we defeated the Cause in that fight, those were gigantic milestone moments that I think really defined us as a tag team and helped us grow together as brothers. So.
Yeah, you guys are absolutely killing it. But conversely, I have to ask this one. And as a tag team, you guys probably always hear it. When's he going to, you know, especially in a match like this coming up, when's he going to turn? You know, when's he going to stab him in the back? You know, who's the Jannetty? Who's the HBK? You know, you as a tag team, I've heard all of these. Sometimes even as a tag team, you get pigeonholed into certain roles. You know, you guys are getting some more singles opportunities. Obviously, I don't want to cause any tension here. I'm just asking the questions here. But do you guys kind of think about your personal singles career aside from the tag stuff now that you've been getting these kind of opportunities? Mike, I'll start with you.
I mean, I personally prefer being on the being in there with Danny. It's just more of my comfort zone. And being honest, it's kind of the reason I got into wrestling. No disrespect to Danny, but my cousin I brought before, who just got sent out to deployment, he would have been the guy that I would be teaming with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm happy to be with Danny. I don't think my cousin's gonna be doing it. So Danny is I'm lucky to have met Danny to do what I do with him. But if something happens where we have to go our own separate ways, I think we'll both do good. We'll both be all right.
Wow, never say never. Wow, I'm getting emotional over here, Danny.
Yeah, I mean, as I said, our best chance is going into at least this upcoming Saturday. Definitely have to be on the same page to maximize our chances of winning here. Of course, you know, I would say my entire wrestling journey has been with Mike. I wouldn't want to change that. You know, we've seen each other at our worst moments during training, during matches. You know, I've seen Mike concussed. You know, I've really had to care for him. You know, he's cared for me. So, you know, it'd be a devastating moment if we ever had to go our separate ways. But, you know, this matchup coming up against Darius Carter, we better be on the same page. That's all I can say. You know, that's our best chance.
We will.
Fair enough. And guys, you know, you have the opportunity to fight a lot of the names. You know, I think the cool thing about AEW is they allow a lot of their talent to fight here in the Northeast Independence. A lot of that talent has come through your locker room. A lot of WWE Hall of Famers have come through that locker room. Tommy Dreamer, a former No Limits champion, just a couple months ago, just came in out of nowhere, won the championship. He could be at a tier match for all I know. Who knows what's going on? But you guys have that hashtag opportunity. And guys like Tommy, I know he's in Vicky's ear. He's in a lot of people's ear backstage at ISPW, always giving advice. I'm sure you guys take advantage of that. Being backstage, you're smart enough to do that. But there's a lot of my favorite word, opportunity. Are there certain names, especially maybe there are even people that influence you? Are there people that you would like, you know, I hate to do the fantasy booking, but it can happen, man. Let's manifest here. Are there people from the AEW locker room, Hall of Famers, people that are actively still wrestling that you would like to face? Danny, I'll start with you.
Yeah. I mean, that's a heavy question for me because the list would be very long. I would start my favorite wrestler that I've always looked up to has always been Finn Balor. I really admire his work. I love the you know, I always paint myself. That was a huge inspiration towards me. I love everything that he does, his wrestling style. I try to mimic a lot of that. But, you know, in the tag team space, there's so many amazing tag teams running right now. Mike mentioned FTR before. Would love to get in there with some team like that. We did have the opportunity, as you said, to face the Elite Kingdom during one of the triple threat matches. We had Brandon Cutler and Mike Bennett.
That was tremendous.
That was an incredible opportunity.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, those guys, you know, even though we're on the other side of the ring from them, there's a lot, endless knowledge you can learn when you're in the ring with people like that. So very grateful for those opportunities and, you know, want to keep on carving them out. So.
Yeah. Don't take it for granted, Mike.
For me, I would say, someone I would want to wrestle in AEW is definitely Bryan Danielson. I throw the knee because of him. I'll never forget him hitting it that first time on Cena at SummerSlam in 2013.
Yeah, I remember.
Probably my favorite match ever. that or the match from earlier in the night, Brock and Punk. That was pretty good too. The guy I've always looked up to that's like my favorite of all time is Cody Rhodes. It's just I was in the trenches with him when he left the Fed. That was tough. Wow. So Cody and Brian are those two guys I would be grateful to get in there with. Cody's a little far-fetched, but if Brian Daniel could happen, I'd be grateful.
Why, real quick, why did you gravitate towards Cody?
I don't know. It was just I liked the fact that anything he was given, he could make something out of it. So when he did the dashing stuff, that was around the time when I first started watching. So when he kind of left the legacy with Ted. When he did the dashing stuff and then all the natural progression, he broke his nose, went to undashing, and then he naturally just took the mask off, was the dude with the mustache at one point. I love Stardust. I have the t-shirt in my drawer.
Nice.
And then, yeah, he was pretty much the only reason I watched AEW. And then when Brian came over, that was also another big reason. When he came back to WWE, that was pretty big for me just as a fan. And then also trying to emulate a lot of the stuff he does in the ring.
Yeah, he's only smoking mirrors to me. but no, it's great what he has done for the independent scene when he was going all over Pro Wrestling Magic, fighting all over, doing some amazing things. And then back at AEW, giving a lot of y'all opportunities with AEW Dark, the TNT Championship Open Challenges and things of that nature. And right now, you guys mentioned FTR. FTR is giving a lot of people opportunities over on Collision right now. Our friends over in Bear Country now, Iron Savage, is getting that opportunity. I know that meant a lot to them. So never say never, guys. Keep working hard. And you guys are doing great. Danny, I want to throw this to you because I did want to ask about the face paint. You know, we always talk about wrestling fashion and gear and style. And I'm a big fan of the face paint. You mentioned Finn was the influence for having the paint. But tell us why the specific design, obviously, with the persona and whatnot.
Yeah. So there's kind of two layers here. First of all, the way I kind of, you know, discovered that I wanted to do that, was really silly. I was playing one of the wrestling games. I was just messing around and throwing things all over the place. I was like, whoa, that is pretty cool. Like, put the color in the eyes. And then I started kind of getting the vision, you know what I mean? And then when I do put that paint on, it really helps me get into the zone, transform into an entirely different person. You know, right now, I got the glasses on, you know, I'm chilling. But when I get in the ring, I paint it up like it's a whole other version of me. And, you know, that I think that's really, really helped me with my confidence in the ring, my ability to perform. So, Yeah, I mean, I love it. I've really expanded since I've started. I've tried all different colors, all different, you know, shapes and sizes.
Used AI to get ideas.
Remember that trend when people are using AI to generate different pictures? Yeah,
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it gave I did one AI, you know, based on me with the paint, and it gave me all different types of you know,
Oh,
like
wow.
templates. It was sick. It was awesome.
That's cool. It's funny you mentioned the 2K games, because I review all the games, and there were a couple paint things. I'm like, that kind of reminds me of some of, like, which is a good thing. It's not a knock at all. It's a good thing, man. Like, first of all, y'all, if you're coming up with gear or you're coming up with ideas, sit down in that create mode, man. I know people that sit
I
there
mean,
and
I
do
do that.
that. It's brilliant. Come up with it. And you guys had some awesome gear. Recently, I want to say it was like the yellow and blue, or like you kind of had like a Wolverine kind of steez to one of
Yeah.
them. Uh,
Yeah.
who who comes up with the gear designs?
We pretty much make our own. I do what you said. I go on 2K and I make mine.
Really?
Yeah, my cousin that I mentioned before, he pretty much gives me the outlet or the template with like one of the sets, and then I'll go in there and change the colors up. But yeah, either I'll do it or Danny will make it, and then we just go from there. We collab though based on colors we want to do and stuff.
Dig it. Yeah, I love the gear. I always pay attention to the fashion gear, because I have zero fashion sense, but I appreciate like little nods to things and things like that. I have to ask you guys this one. Disclaimer: I'm taking off the Warriors of Wrestling hat. I'm taking off the ISPW hat. I work both places. Like I always say on the show, guys, you all independent contractors, unless you have a nice contract. Please take care of your wrestlers, guys. We're all independent contractors here. So I'm just wearing the BCP hat right now. I'm calling it down the middle. We had our ISP, I shouldn't say our, we had the ISPW 25th anniversary show. Little great show, great production, great crowd over in Totowa, New Jersey. Awesome show, guys. Go check out the matches on YouTube. And during the show, there was a little bit of a run-in by the Warriors of Wrestling. I was kind of happy to see, oh, hey, it's my friends, the Warriors of Wrestling. Oh, Mr. Bellini and, oh, The Rise and the Cause, the former Cause and all this. And I'm sitting here going, you guys kind of interrupted the show, a little bit of a craziness. And sometimes I know how it goes, not your first rodeo. We have these invasions, right? Everything kind of goes out the window. It's one promotion. You guys are all wearing the same company hat. I get it. You kind of beat down one of our announcers, Compitello. I was running the cameras. I don't think you guys saw me. Thank goodness, because I was a little scared. I'm like, are they going to come after me?
I
What's
actually
going
found
on?
out tonight that you were on
Oh.
the
Thank goodness, man.
camera.
I was a little worried.
Yeah. No, you were doing good.
I think Bellini took a jab at me on the mic, but I digress. Anyway, you know how he is. You guys know. But just the journalist in me, I know you guys are following orders here. Is this something where it's like there's a motive here? Are you following orders? Can you not speak to it? Maybe you guys just want to fight Crowbar. I don't know. Fight Ray Kalitri. Fight Danny Morrison. We got a lot of legends over here, a lot of top guys in the Northeast. Can you guys give me a quote? Can you give me a statement? Do I have to ask Mr. Bellini?
Then
Yeah, I mean, you know, there is a lot to address there. And Mr. Bellini might have those answers. I know I haven't heard much from ISPW, much response,
ooh,
many
very quiet over
responses.
there. Ooh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, as you said, you know, I have my problems with Max. I've had my problems with Jalen throughout these years. And we all wanted to represent Warriors of Wrestling, show the premier wrestling company around here. Wanted to showcase that. And again, Mr. Bellini will answer a lot of those questions, and we have a lot of problems with him as well. But we're here to represent Warriors of Wrestling.
I respect that answer. And I get it. And that very well said, man. I was trying to put you guys in a tough spot. I know things that you guys are focused on Darius, but I feel a lot of times with these invasion angles, things get a little crazy, man. I think you'd answer that perfectly. Very well said. It's like, hey, we're proudly representing Warriors of Wrestling. We train there. We're going to make some noise, and hopefully something comes from this noise. I respect that. Great answer. Anything you'd want to add to that, Mike?
I actually found out that they took like a 6-year hiatus. So like I don't know if that counts towards 25 years. I was just
Wow.
more annoyed at that.
Wow.
They're just lying about statistics and
Wow.
stuff, trying to put teeth by the line. That's false advertisement. People can technically sue them. So I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah,
I would have a much more of a response if one of our announcers getting assaulted in the ring. So I don't know what that says about the.
Fair enough. So if they did something to Shane, I get it, man. I get it. Yeah. We all love Shane, man.
Yeah, they stayed in the locker room. No one ran out. That's crazy.
Wow. Shots. All right. And again,
Rob, if that was you, I would have saved you.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate it. I believe that you would have. Again, no ISPW hat, no Warriors hat, just asking the questions, guys. You answered that perfectly. That there's the soundbite right there. We'll see if something comes of it. For sure. Great stuff, guys. But again, I do want to reiterate a really great tag team. I love what you guys are doing. I love you as singles competitors as well. That being said, though, I want, you know, a lot of promoters watch this show. I want you guys to tell the promoters or tell fans right now why they should be watching The Rise, why they should be watching The Rise of The Rise right now, because you guys are absolutely killing it. A little shameless promo for yourselves, please.
I would say we're genuine. We're real. We do this because we love it. We don't do it because we feel like it's a meal ticket to get to the promised land. We do it because we love it. You know, if we never make it, we'll still be doing it when we're 40. But, you know, the goal at the end of the day is to make it, and that's what will happen. And yeah, rise up always.
Love it, Danny. Yeah,
absolutely agree with all that. I would say, yeah, I mean, if we've accomplished this in 2 years, imagine us in 4 years, you know, give it more time. And I think we're just going to keep on, no pun intended, rising up. We're hungry. You know, we, again, as I said, this, you know, when one of us defeats Darius Carter, that's not the end. That might be the peak of the mountain here, Warriors of Wrestling.
Team tournament style, dual wield titles.
Yeah, that's always a possibility. So yeah, I would say, we're two of the hardest workers there, and I would say that we're hungry. That's what it is.
Yeah.
We want to show the world.
And I can vouch for that. Again, big fan of you guys. I love you guys' work. 2 years in, ahead of the curve. I'll put it that way. Way ahead of the curve. Great stuff, guys. And I know you guys are going to be doing your talking in the ring. You're not giving away any game plan. I respect that. You'll be doing your talking in the ring on Saturday, guys. Again, get your tickets now. Warriors of Wrestling going to be in Staten Island. Have a great show October 7th. I'll be there on the call. We got a triple threat match. These guys are both taking on Darius Carter in a triple threat, not a handicap match. You guys, again, will be doing your talking in the ring. Is there anything you want to say to Darius right now on the platform?
Dan?
Yeah, I mean, I said a lot of it to his face, and I believe that's the way it is. Just again, we had our matches against him, and we were this close, both of us. I know Mike, we almost threw in the towel for Mike, but Mike stayed in. He fought really hard. For me, I know for a fact, if I would have landed that thunder punch, if Abdul Nasir didn't get in the way, we'd be having a completely different discussion right now. I don't think it's going to last for Carter. This Saturday, it's over. That's all I got to say. Simple.
Wow. Wow, Mr. Dotello.
For me, if I catch Carter with that knee or if I catch Danny with that knee, it's pretty simple what's going to happen in that end. I'll be standing with the championship. You know, Danny, you could hold it and stuff if you want.
Wow.
Yeah, I love you. I'm sorry. I'm just busting balls. but yeah, what happened when Carter was alone in Queens against TJ? He lost. What's going to happen if a team is going in there united?
Against Mike, that's a huge fact. At Breezy Point, we were on the winning side of the equation. Us, yeah. And TJ.
Yeah.
True.
Beating them.
So yeah, we also have one over Carter, technically. Technically, have a W.
Carter thinks he's invincible. He thinks he can do whatever he wants, say whatever he wants, but that showed some of his weakness.
He could bring Zeta. He can leave Abdul in the back.
Wow. Well, guys, I mean, certainly a huge opportunity. Before we get out of here, guys, and thank you for the time. I really appreciate it. Long overdue. We always like to have a little fun here getting out. My favorite question to ask everybody. So you guys do get that. Now you can do singles or tag team. I'll leave that up to you guys or both. So you guys do get that big WrestleMania entrance one day, that big pay-per-view entrance, wherever it may be. What band or artist plays you down to the ring?
I
got that easily. So we use the song right now, Rise by 6 AM. 6 AM, one of my favorite bands, but, for the longest time, you know, when I decided that I wanted to become a wrestler, it was Eye of the Storm by Watt White. And I used that song every single time I was on the treadmill from, you know, those last minutes when you just absolutely had nothing left in the tank. That song got me so hyped up. And it was like, literally the lyric is, "I am the eye of the storm." And like that's literally like, that was my motivation, you know, like, I'm going to do this. So that would 100% be an amazing moment to come full circle with something like that.
So, love that. Great answer, Mike.
For me, mine's kind of basic. Newts, the song Newts by Sum 41.
Love Sum 41.
And the reason is because I was watching the Fantastic Four, the original one, not too recently, and that's the song that Johnny Storm snowboards to. And I just always loved that song since I was little. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I love
Sum. Mine's not as cool as Danny's, but
no, they're all good. Dude, I'm a drummer. I love music. You ever see Sum 41 live?
Oh, I have not.
So I'm back in the day, man, where they're just starting out. Good stuff. Guys, thank you so much for making the time. But before we get out of here, we are all about that shameless self-promotion here on the BCP. Tell everyone where they can follow you, get the merch. If you guys have 8x10s, all that good stuff.
Instagram.com. Danny Storm. Unfortunately, I couldn't get the, I have an underscore there. So Danny Storm with an underscore. And we have, the Rise shirts, prowrestlingtees.com/Danny Storm. And while I have the opportunity to say one last thing,
please.
Warriors Wrestling Training Facility. Again, if it got us here in 2 years, anybody who's even has a slight itch to get into wrestling, this is where you got to go. You know, they take the time to train you, to be safe, to, you know, keep your health in mind so you can do this forever. So, very grateful to everything with Joe Bellini and, you know, the way we're doing everything over here. Very grateful. And, you know, I hope that we can be an inspiration for anybody who has even a slightest itch to get into the ring.
Love it, man. Very, very well said.
Mike Ditello on all platforms, all social media. And if I could leave a little thing like Danny, I always tell the new kids when they come in, be committed, not invested, because if you're committed, you'll give every reason why you have to be there. But if you're invested, you'll give every excuse as to why you can. So,
good stuff. You guys are like wise beyond your years, like you're dropping knowledge. Awesome, right? Guys, thank you so much for making the time, man. Good to talk to you. Good luck. Big opportunity on Saturday. I'll see you guys there. Good luck moving forward. Thank you guys so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you for having us.
Awesome.
Anytime, guys. And like we always say here on the BCP, everyone stay safe, stay positive, take care of each other. We out. Peace.